Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Put those earbuds in, turn up the volume, because it's the time for another edition of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers right now. All right, Double Take Sports Talk. I'm Darren. That's Daryl.
You betcha.
All right, welcome to another one of Double Take Sports Talk. All right, so we're going to get down to the nitty gritty. We got a few small things here and there to kind of talk about. You know, it's really not exactly dead in the sports world, but it's far more like it's the off season, so there's not really a whole lot going on. It's a little going on, like the draft happened,
free agency happened.
But I'm curious, what did you think about the draft? Was there anything particularly about the draft? I know that was really offhand, but I was just curious.
That's cool.
I was just curious.
I actually kind of kept an eye on it. I actually was watching the draft board because I was going to actually watch it on ABC. But then when I seen Stephen A. Blabbermouth, I was like, nah,
just watching
on the board.
Yeah, just watching on the
board.
It'd
have been nice if the app actually had, excuse me, that type of access. They could be able to watch it there.
Yeah.
They had also had ESPN, but we don't have ESPN. So.
Right.
But it was interesting.
Yeah.
There's actually some pair of brothers that got on.
I learned about that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. New pair of twins actually got on board. Amen and Arcia Thompson.
Hopefully they're better than actually, the Morris brothers.
Yeah. Them jackoffs from a whole nother world. But anyway.
Make twins
they
look
are,
bad on a whole new level.
Yeah, bro. These two are actually the first pair of brothers to actually get drafted in the top five.
Good.
And of course, these are African American brothers we're talking about here.
Right.
So
very important.
Yeah. So when they say, hey, nothing can go wrong in an African American community, it's just that, man. Shit. They did what they did, but it was pretty interesting based off the players. Didn't get a chance. I wish I would have watched the combine. I wish I got the chance to, then I would have been able to actually have a clear point on the different players.
I was just curious. I wasn't trying to put you on the spot. I was just curious, like a quick thought, like what was going on through your head, because I know you had thought something with it.
Yeah, just the Thompson brothers that kind of got me in that role. So I'm impressed with that.
Okay.
And several other black players actually got drafted and all that.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
I was just curious.
Yeah, it was good.
Cool. Because I was just curious about what you thought about it since you watched it more than me. But
I just watched the draft board.
Well, that's good enough. I mean, it may not be enough
for
a lot
all
of
the
people,
way.
But
I mean, I actually sat down and watched all the way up to the second round, I think third to the last pick.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, that thing was forever. Almost 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's why I don't particularly do that until I know that I can be free to do that. But even at that, I struggle with bedtime past midnight sometimes. It just depends on things that goes on.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. I ain't gonna knock you for that because I agree.
Yeah,
I definitely agree with that.
Well, in the meantime, the real things that the things that we had talked about that we wanted to talk about real quick. One of those things being John Collins. He got traded to Utah for, which I didn't know this, which is exchange for Rudy Gay. Had no idea because he exercised a 6.4 $1 million player option for the 2023-2024 season.
I don't think they really would regain any more.
So right.
They ship him.
Yeah, they wanted to ship him. So that was part of the deal, and the future second round pick came with that as well. So they're giving out grades based on these two trades, and they gave Atlanta, well, CBS Sports gave Atlanta a B+, and then they gave Utah Jazz also a B+ as well. But I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, okay, so now a lot of people, it's not really talking about John Collins per se. They're really talking more about Trae Young. How is he able to handle not having John Collins on his side to be able to do things? Right. And if I, how am I going to say this? Because I'm not a point guard. Okay, that's one thing. But it's just to have a mentality thought. If I am Trae Young or any player that is trying to adjust to a new move or a new teammate or something like that, I would damn near hope that Trae Young would just be flexible and be willing and ready to do different things. You know, because a lot of people are just like, oh, he probably can't even run this offense without John Collins. He can't do this without John Collins. He can't do that with John Collins. It was the same thing with the whole ordeal with Shaq and Kobe when Shaq left. Yes. And it was just like, oh, Shaq can't do this without Kobe. Kobe can't do this without Shaq. Or Shaq could do this better than Kobe. And Kobe could do this better than Shaq. And it was just like, really? I'm just like, you have to know at some point that these two players that won championships together will eventually figure out how to win championships with other people and adjust. This is what I'm hoping that it would happen with, you know, Trae Young and John Collins splitting like this at this point.
Yeah, I agree. You did say something that I agree with also, that Trae Young should be able to, you know, be flexible. Mm-hmm. And he should be flexible because of the fact that John Collins is gone, right?
Right, right.
So they have already considered him as a problem child when Nate McMillan was, you know, coaching the Hawks at the time. And if this changes the whole complexion of how, you know, Trae Young and the Hawks play, then this should be in my personal opinion, a turnaround season.
Right.
And it really should start off with Trae Young. And if this don't start off with Trae Young, then there has really had to be some problems. And I would really start considering making some major changes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Major changes.
Absolutely.
Because that is because that was the whole purpose of bringing in Trae Young. You need a playmaker. You need somebody that can shoot. You need somebody that can actually do those things. So if you're not doing it, then they're going to find somebody else to do it that can play make and shoot the ball and all that stuff. So you brought up a valid point.
Yeah, that was just my thought process on John Collins. I just wanted to share about John Collins being traded for Rudy Gay, potential second round pick. But yeah.
Gotcha. But also in that news,
excuse me,
just came out not too long ago, at the time of this recording, Victor Oladipo has decided to exercise his $9.4 million contract year, and he is staying put in Miami.
Yeah.
So, considering that he just got off surgery with, I don't know if it's the same knee or the different knee. Considering that being a problem, not saying that he'll actually bounce back like he's done before. He's done it with the Pacers.
Right.
And he had a couple of, this is the second time with the Heat doing the same thing. Bouncing back and then getting hurt again. And now he's bouncing back again. So it don't, in my personal opinion, really pose a problem. But at the same time, it poses an issue to bench production. I believe, if I'm right, he was a starter. If I'm right, I'm not sure. I'll have to really look into that.
I don't remember him being a starter.
I don't remember because
you talking about from last
season? I know that he started some games. I don't know if that was actually him trying to insert him into that starting role permanently, or he was doing that because he was hurt.
You talking about from last season?
Yeah, because I think there were some times that he actually started in some games, not all of them. But I was saying that could actually affect the bench more than anything. Because if he's coming off the bench, they're going to need him because he's a good shooter. He got the Trae Young effects. He's got the ability to... Ooh. Wow. I'm sorry. He's got the ability to be a playmaker. He's got the ability to shoot the ball and make the necessary plays, while he's on the floor. So that's pretty major. So we'll see how he bounces back again from this injury and see if he actually plays this season.
Well, based on just what I'm looking at, it looked like he only started one game last season. Okay. And it was against the Chicago Bulls. It was Miami and Chicago.
Was that earlier last season?
It was December 20th, 2022. Yeah.
Early last season.
Yeah.
Okay.
He played for 34 minutes, and that's the only game that I see he actually started. Now, he played in a total of 42 games last season, but he just only started one game, and that was December 20th, 2022, in which Miami lost that game.
Of course.
I just don't know what the score was. He was 4 for 13 from the court, 2 for 8 for three-point land, 4 for 4 free throws. How do I not know the score of this game? But yeah, that's what I got.
That's fine. That's totally fine.
Okay. And then while we're continuing to talk about news, let me bring up Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
By the grace of God, he escapes an injury, or he escapes injury after his SUV catches fire. Don't know details, probably, and not a whole lot at this particular point. He just said that it caught fire while he was driving it. I can only imagine that moment when you see flames and your life flashes before you and you just don't know really how to respond, because then at that point you're just panicking. So it's just I gotta get over. I gotta get this car off the... I think it looked like he was on the freeway, according to his Instagram. It looked like he was on the freeway.
He was on the highway.
Okay. So that just... I didn't even know that. I was just looking at the photo and it just looked like the highway. But
yeah, he was on the highway.
Yeah. And I know that sometimes there are a lot of inconsiderate people that don't let people over to get into the emergency lane when it really is an emergency.
If they seen that car on fire like that, I bet they did.
Oh, I'm sure they did. But
I bet they did.
You know, you always gonna have a couple of them. There's always gonna be a couple of them.
Always gonna be one.
So I just wanted to share that news, and I'm just now looking at this other piece of news that came out too.
Yeah, Ryan Mallett.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what I was just sitting up there looking at. I was disturbed by it.
Me too. Now I'm officially distracted by it.
Yeah, I'm disturbed.
Former Arkansas quarterback Ryan Mallett, who went on to play 7 seasons in the NFL, died Tuesday, and that came from school districts where he coached high school football. He was only 35 years old.
Yep.
Wow.
He drowned? That's why I'm disturbed. He drowned.
Mm-hmm. The New England Patriots selected Mallett in the third round of the 2011 NFL draft at number 74 overall. I didn't know he drowned.
He drowned.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah.
I'm trying to see how it happened.
Yeah, I don't see that. Nothing.
I mean, neither.
Yeah. And the fact that he was only just 35.
Yeah.
Well, thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. Well, his family.
Did you see when his birthday was?
No, I didn't say it on here.
I'm about to find out real quick.
Okay.
I got to see because we're the same age and that's...
Yeah, but yeah, that's pretty disturbing. And I know for his family, it's even worse. He played in 21 NFL games for his career, making 8 starts, and he passed for 1,835 yards with 9 touchdowns and 10 picks. He was hired as the head coach.
Yikes.
Head coach football. He was hired as the head coach. I'm sorry, head football coach at Whitehall High School in 2022 at the beginning of his coaching career as an assistant at Mountain Home High School. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
He just turned 35 4 weeks ago. June 5th.
Ah, damn. Yeah, literally 4 weeks ago. It was Monday.
Just turned 35.
It was Monday.
Monday. Yep.
The first Monday of the month.
The first Monday of the month.
Wow.
Yeah. That's disturbing.
It is. It is.
Because I was going to do a 2-for-1, but you did that for me.
Thank you. Because I would have just said 2-for-1 and been done with it.
Yep. I sure was. I was going to do a 2-for-1. But I got to say this. And I'm saying this for a reason. I mean, like, sometimes you're always the one you'll go and say, you know what? What your business is, what your business, and what other people's business is other people's business.
Mm-hmm.
I am very 100% curious why most of these former Pacers players had left the team for whatever reason. Now, the main person I really want to know is Victor Oladipo. Why did he choose to leave Indy? What was going on to where why he decided to leave? If it was a, you know, business decision, or if, you know, front office wasn't treating him right, or, you know, something like that. Now, you talk about Paul George. It was just a snippet that he was to said that one of the reasons was that he wanted to recruit Anthony Davis to the Pacers, and they wasn't going for it. But there has to be more to why you left the Pacers. And it sure in hell wasn't a business decision. Something there pissed you off other than Anthony Davis, and they said no. I am just curious to why people, well, why those two specifically decided to leave. You have loyalties like Reggie Miller that stayed his whole entire career with the Pacers. Rick Smits retired as a Pacer. He spent his whole career with the Pacers. His knee was the reason, you know, he retired. And then you had...
I believe Dale Davis.
Well, he got traded on a couple of occasions, but I think his most time spent was with the Pacers.
But he got drafted by the Pacers, didn't he?
Yeah, he got drafted by the Pacers.
But he didn't retire with the Pacers.
No, I don't think so.
That's accurate.
I don't think so.
I thought he signed something to stay with the Pacers. I mean, retire with the Pacers.
Well, that was when that after that Malice at the Palace thing, and he signed with the Pacers closest to the end of the season.
I remember that because they needed somebody to kind of bring
they
up.
Needed, some. Yeah, they needed him. He was the Dennis Rodman of the Pacers. So, then and. That's all I could really think of at that point. But that was
yeah, he got drafted
like
by
player wise. He got drafted by the Pacers.
He got drafted by the Pacers, and then he finished with the team that started the Malice in the Palace.
The Pistons.
Okay. Yes.
Wow.
2007.
You could tell that's a business, man, because the team you get a Malice in the Palace with,
yeah,
ain't no way in the world I'll be signing with. No.
I would agree, yeah.
Yeah, you can just tell, you know, it is a business. But that, to me, I really have to be straightforward. Sorry. Anyway. I'm just curious about it. They're going to talk about, they're going to do a tell-all story, but it's kind of taking too long.
Well, I think
it's fine.
Well, part of that problem is that, of course, they're still currently in the NBA. So yeah, it's going to be a while before they even think about doing it. Because you got to think about the time and all of that. So they probably won't do it until well after they're done with their, not well after, but after they're done with their careers anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah, that's all I have. I was just curious about that.
Mm-hmm. That's all I have.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. We can wrap this bad boy up. But we appreciate everyone listening to us. You know, put out little snippets on YouTube. If you watch on YouTube, we appreciate it on watching on YouTube. But don't forget, while you're on YouTube and you happen to come across our channel, you just go ahead and hit that subscribe button. You can like and share our videos too and all that good stuff. And we're on social media. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at DTSD2414. Or you can search that box on Instagram, The Watch Brothers, or Double Take Sports Talk. Somehow, some way, you'll see it. But either way, you can follow us there and all that good stuff. But until then, I'm Daryl. Dan's right across from me.
Yep.
All right, catch up with us on the next one, the next podcast. But until then,
ciao.
Ciao.